your confidence, right?
Yeah, well thank you. And you've been talking about giving all morning. I'll add to that. Soldier care packages this year were the biggest soldier care package drive we've ever had. Over 600 pounds worth of stuff is being sent to our soldiers overseas, primarily with 24 boxes and donors from all over the community, with schools and Freedom Fest and local companies donating to the soldier care packages. So more than we've ever had, and we're super excited about that. It's going to bring some holiday cheer to people that can't be with their friends and family this holiday season, and we really appreciate everybody coming out and supporting soldier care packages, both donating items and, as you would imagine, shipping things to Jordan and Kuwait. Not exactly an inexpensive process, so the monetary donations, we appreciate that. But when we have people receive those different items and we get the photos and some of the different responses back, we'll make sure that we share those. But we really appreciate the local community and local schools and local companies stepping up and supporting the soldier care package drive this year.
Well, Casey, you mentioned obviously you're getting more than you said you've seen in years past. So obviously the call for donations has not been unanswered. People are hearing what you're wanting to do. And do you think the fact that this comes just a month after Veterans Day activities, do you think that that really kind of helps keep people's patriotism really at an all-time high and make them want to give more?
I think some of the different activities we have with the Veterans Banner Project and other great projects that are run by a variety of different institutions in town put a face to active duty and veteran issues, and I think people understand that, and they want to support the people that are behind Veterans Day, behind the freedoms that we enjoy, and we appreciate that. And that's just one of several different initiatives that we have going on. We're cleaning veterans' banners to get back to individuals here in the not-too-distant future. But then this Thursday, we pivot to not one, not two, but three events happening simultaneously with Moonlight Madness that will be downtown from 5 to 10 p.m. We have over 30 businesses participating. We've got passports that you can take to those different businesses to register for some great prize giveaways. And inside the Main Street office, we'll have our ever-popular reindeer games where you can participate in some games to win some additional prizes. So 5 to 10. Come out, support local businesses through your shopping efforts. Have a blast. Bring your friends. It's going to be a fantastic night. It's also the second night of our horse-drawn carriage rides, and I'll have to thank KVUE for getting the word out. We have, I think, a couple of single tickets available, but the horse-drawn carriage rides carry 10 per carriage, and as of last week, for the first time ever, we had basically a sellout for all four carriage ride nights with just a few singles sprinkled in there, which is amazing. That's never happened in the 20-plus year history of the carriage ride, so we'll look at expansion for that in future years. But from 5 to 8:20, we'll see carriage rides. And you can go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out those single ticket options that are available for a few of those different rides. We also have the Start Your Own Business class graduation, so we're really excited about this. We have a number of different individuals that have gone through the multi-week course with Emporia Main Street, ESB Financial, and the Kansas Small Business Development Center to develop their business idea and financing options and assess the market and take those next steps. So we're going to see some new businesses that pop out of this year's class, and we have the graduation at 6 p.m. at the Lyon County History Center. Next week, we have Quartermania on Thursday at the station, which is kind of bingo meets an auction that supports local businesses. We'll have 15 vendors there. It's an awesome event. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to check that out. And then we have our teacher and school staff gift certificate program, which is going on right now, where you can purchase gift certificates, and we'll actually deliver those to local schools. So for parents that want to look for something for teachers or staff members, you can go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we make it easy to recognize those people that do great work with our area youth. We have all sorts of awesome things in the office right now with gift certificates, ornaments featuring Newman Regional Health, which are just $10. We have our playing cards sets that have all sorts of local history and venues that are on those, which are great gifts for anybody from Emporia. Shirts, including our ever-popular Hypercolor shirts. And then Thursday, we're going to have a new item that comes out, which we think is really cool, produced in our Fab Lab. We have Emporia maps that are framed, or we can stretch them from a canvas perspective, and some of those can be customized, where you can put a little heart where your house is and have some other information on there. But those maps are something that we've never done before, but our Fab Lab creates all sorts of cool things. So we were showing off some of those new items.
Fantastic. Now, Casey, breathe.
Yes.
That is a lot going on, and fantastic work as always. You guys always have so many great things going on. First and foremost, I'm going to wish you luck with Moonlight Madness tomorrow. That's always an exciting time, and Casey, as always, we just appreciate your time. I know how busy you guys are. I mean, just listening to that schedule alone, you have a lot going on, so we don't want to hold you up anymore, but thank you so much, as always, for just giving us a little bit of time so that we can help you highlight these great initiatives going on.
Well, thanks, guys, and thanks, Chuck, for keeping the weather clear tomorrow afternoon. We appreciate that.
Oh, glad to help out.
Hey, I work in there, too.
Yeah, but you don't take the blame when things go downhill.
You don't have time for the weather.
What was that, Casey?
You're studying swear words. You don't have time for that.
It's a noble calling, noble calling.
Next time Casey's in, we're going to have like a fanfare music and those confetti cannons going too. So
I will literally, hey, with all the work that they're doing right now, I'll go grab one of the kids from the Marching Hornets and just have him play a trumpet, have him trumpet him in. That'd be great. So Casey, thank you as always, man. And please give our best to Jess down there as well and all your workers, everybody that does everything there at Emporia Main Street. Great work, and we can't wait to see how things pan out here in the next week.
Thank you.
All righty. That is Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods joining us here on The Morning Show. A lot coming up on the community calendar. Yeah, it's going to be a busy time in downtown Emporia. Starting tomorrow again, Moonlight Madness will be going on. So make sure you make plans to get out there, get some great deals. And, hey, you never know. You might find that perfect gift for the holiday season. Alrighty, 6:58 here on KVOE. We've got sports with Greg Ray coming up in 2 minutes.
Gift giving just got easier for the children on your list. Imaginarium now carries